reason for that. Well, several of Josef Koudelka's 1968 photos are being shown at the Manes Gallery as well, in a new exhibition entitled 1945 Liberation, 1968 Occupation. Two rooms of iconic black and white photographs show two very different sets of images: the Red Army greeted with smiles and flowers in May 1945, and Russian soldiers berated by angry crowds in August 1968. So how do the people looking at these images feel about today's Russia, especially in the light of the current situation in Georgia?
Russia never changes. Never. They're incapable of being free, so they don't want anyone else to enjoy their freedom. And the tempo at which things are going, who knows, it could be us next.
We won't forget what we experienced here in 68. Russia's a superpower, that's the way we look at things over here. The situation in Georgia, well, we don't know all the ins and outs, but once again Russia has used a show of strength.
I think the situation is very different. Not only we've moved on in Europe, but also the historical development is very different.
I would say so, but I'd also say that the Russians are protecting their interests. In 68, they felt that, you know, democracy in Czechoslovakia would mean demands for democracy everywhere else in Warsaw-Pact countries. Now they're protecting their, basically, pipelines. All pipelines which lead through Georgia.
Should Czechs still be afraid of Russia?
No, I don't think so. Not currently. Not in 2008, anyway.
I feel the only reason why not is because there is Slovakia and Ukraine in between. Otherwise, yes.
There's a new conglomerate of Western Europe and NATO and all the rest of it, and I think that we've moved on. But what happens in 10 years' time, nobody knows.
Do you think the idea of Russia, Russian tanks, once again in the streets of Prague, it's not in the realms of fantasy? It could, in theory, happen.
Well, as Bismarck said, whoever controls Central Europe controls the Europe. So it could happen. You know, there will be a fight. And over the centuries, has been moving the frontiers eastwards and westwards. So you can't predict what will happen in 50 years' time. But I don't see it in the next 10 years anyway.
But I also feel that, you know, NATO is not going to fight for Georgia. There's absolutely no way they'll get involved, despite the fact that they're very friendly with Saakashvili. The same sort of a thing would happen here, but of course the Czechs are now in NATO, so it's a different story. You know, that, hence they must feel safer.
Because NATO would have to act if Russia attacks the Czech Republic.
We would hope. We hope so.
Some voices there from the Manes Gallery, and you can find more details about the exhibition itself at phpweb.cz. And don't forget, we want to know what you think. Is Georgia in 2008 comparable with Czechoslovakia in 1968? What are your memories of the Soviet-led invasion of Prague? Write and tell us at english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic.